News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now let's cross to Rome. We're joined by Kelsey Gussie, a journalist with Vatican Radio. Kelsey, Pope Francis's body is going to be transferred. Is it later this morning to St. Peter's Basilica to lie in state?
Yeah, actually, in just an hour or two, he'll be moved from his home at Casa Santa Marta in the chapel, and he'll be moved to St. Peter's for everyone, pilgrims from all over the world, to come and bid their final farewell.
Tell us about this break from tradition as to where Francis wished to be buried, and is that going to be respected? Is that going to happen?
Yes, actually, he, in his last testament, his spiritual testament, he also reiterated this desire to be buried outside of Vatican City State, which actually he will be the first pope to be buried outside of the Vatican in over a century. And he actually chose to be buried in the Basilica of St. Mary Major, which, as we've seen throughout his pontificate, was a very special place for him. He prayed in front of the icon of Mary almost every time before a papal trip and after. And so it will be something that will happen because he has a special place for this basilica.
Tell us about what's going to happen over the next few days. Obviously, the funeral is on Saturday. Is it, you know, basically just people lining up to pay their respects?
Well, actually, the atmosphere is a bit weird, a bit interesting here, because you definitely have people who have come for this moment, for, you know, to say goodbye and to go to the funeral on Saturday. And actually, we have rosaries and masses taking place during the days leading up to the funeral, as part of these 9 days of mourning for the Pope. But it's also a mix of people, a mix of tourists who have still come just to visit the Eternal City. And so we see that there's this kind of combination of pilgrims, people have come to say goodbye, and tourists. And I think the numbers will only increase as we head towards the funeral on Saturday.
Tell us about the funeral on Saturday. It is going to be a who's who of world leaders there, I imagine.
Yes, exactly. Typically for papal funerals, heads of states, dignitaries, people from all over the world will come. So we don't have an exact list now of who's going to be there, but I can imagine it's going to be a mixture of people, heads of states, as I mentioned. Who knows? It'll be everyone from around the world who will come to say goodbye to Pope Francis.
Sorry, maybe a bit of a churlish question. The numbers there, are they, like, obviously when a pope dies, it's always a huge story. I mean, we all remember Pope John Paul II, there was huge numbers there for that. Are we going to see that level of people congregating?
I would imagine there would be probably hundreds of thousands of people because, again, a lot of people had come for this moment once they heard on Monday, but also people had come for the canonization of Carlo Acutis, which has been postponed because of this. And so I definitely think the square will be filled. The funeral mass will take place in the square to accommodate the thousands of people who will come.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Kelsey Gussie, journalist with Vatican Radio. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.